The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
But first up on the show this evening, we are turning our attention to medicinal cannabis. And it has been revealed under FOI to News Talk Breakfast today that to date, 43 licences have been issued in respect of just 20 individual patients under the provision of the Misuse of Drugs Act, with the first licence being issued late in 2016. So to discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Vera Toomey, who is the mother of Ava and also an activist for medicinal cannabis. Vera, welcome. Welcome to the Hard Shoulder.
Hello, Susan.
Vera, nice to talk to you. You might start by telling me, I know a lot of people will be aware of your situation, but you might tell us a little bit about how Ava is doing now.
Ava is doing very well indeed. She's, for example, been at school every day this week. And she, more importantly, I suppose, in terms of her well-being, she hasn't been admitted to hospital in an emergency in over 2 years. For a child with a diagnosis of Dravet syndrome, that is an extraordinary statistic to be able to mention, because prior to the introduction initially of CBD and subsequently of THC medication, Ava would have spent approximately 5 months of every year inside in the hospital. We would have been admitted by ambulance to hospital more or less every week or 10 days, and would have spent a considerable amount of time in hospital with her while she was having seizures.
So it really, really works for Ava. People would have heard you speak in the past about how awful a time she had before this. Vera, what do you make of these revelations in terms of the numbers that are there? 43 licences been issued in respect to just 20 individual patients. What do you make of those revelations?
Well, I think that to put it very plainly, I think it's very sad that there are hundreds and hundreds of families out there who are seeking access to medical cannabis for their children, and for adults as well, obviously, that 2 years have gone by now, and for parents such as ourselves who are looking after children who are having seizures regularly, the thought that they're made to wait, you know, 24, 25, 26 months while the government drags their heels on this issue, and continue to have seizures and continue to deteriorate and have further brain damage from their seizures, because that's the reality, you know. When we got the intervention with CBD and THC for Ava, the seizure stopped, and that's what gives the child then the space to be able to grow and to recover from the damage that continuous seizures can do to themselves, to their brain. I feel that there's grudging acceptance of CBD having some benefit for some medical conditions by doctors now. But 12 months ago or 2 years ago, these same doctors would not have come out and given such a statement. I believe, I could almost guarantee that in time, they will also have to admit to the medicinal merits in THC. But in the meantime, while we wait for them to come to that realisation themselves, we can't be treated like criminals and be expected to buy medication off the black market and wait for unknown periods of time for medical cannabis to be prescribed while our children and adults continue to suffer without access to it.
Vera, you mentioned there sort of a begrudging acceptance. Do you think that the consultants maybe haven't been given either the necessary education or the necessary training to do with the benefits of medicinal cannabis, and that's what's causing this roadblock?
I completely think that's the case. I mean, it is very difficult for the consultants to be able to prescribe medical cannabis at the moment. It is clear that the individual licensing system is not working, because 20 patients have been granted the license for medical cannabis, while hundreds and hundreds of people with all different types of conditions are approaching their consultants independently, looking for help and looking for guidance. And the patients are in the dark, the consultants are in the dark, and people continue to suffer in this system. So there is a complete lack of education for the consultants. And we know that there are so many patients approaching the consultants. The consultants want to learn. They want to have access to, you know, information and research about medical cannabis. But also, while there is no framework, Simon Harris has not launched the Compassionate Access Program, and he needs to do so immediately, because for consultants, there is no framework for them to work from, that they have no way to move forward other than applying for licenses individually. And it is not satisfactory for patients to be sort of at the mercy of a twist of fate, almost, to be able to convince a consultant to apply for this wonderful medication. That's not how it should be at all.
Vera, can I ask you before I let you go, there's been a lot of debate recently this week, particularly in relation to medicinal cannabis, in relation to recreational use. What's your view on some of the debate and some of the discussion that's been taking place on that?
I felt that the letter that was written in the Irish Times at the beginning of this week was a very unfortunate article. I've thought that using words like a Trojan horse. Has anybody actually come out on your program or any other program and explained that thoroughly? The implication that people such as ourselves who were looking for cannabis to treat Ava's seizures, that we were disingenuous about our objective, that there were other people surrounding us that would equally have had some other ulterior motive other than medical cannabis. I find that very offensive, and I also think it's irresponsible and dangerous of doctors to come out and to blend the two together when there is that lack of education out there, mixing up and making statements regarding psychosis and cognitive impairment and so forth. You know, like when statements like this are made, there needs to be proof brought forward for these statements. And indeed, the proof surrounding those type of arguments is quite limited. And when you have doctors saying that people who are speaking up regarding medical cannabis are trying to blend the two topics together to confuse the public, I find that very offensive, actually, because I believe it's the doctors who are trying to do that, because they know that CBD and THC medications and the other cannabinoids within the cannabis plant, like CBG and CBN, are very, very beneficial substances. And they don't want to discuss medical cannabis because they really haven't got a leg to stand on. It would be very difficult for any one of those doctors to come on your program and speak with me today and explain to me why it is a bad thing that my little girl has not been in hospital in an emergency in over 2 years. I think that they need to proceed very carefully, and they need to differentiate exactly what they are talking about before they make broad generalizations about such a fantastic medicine and such a fantastic opportunity for many people in this country to access something to ease their suffering.
Okay, well, Vera Toomey, thanks so much for speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder, activist for medicinal cannabis, and we're glad to hear that Ava is doing so well.